Deserving Death, an Ella Marconi mystery. Written by Catherine Howell and read by Caroline Lee. In the ambulance's passenger seat, paramedic Tessa Kimball pretended to gag.
That was revolting.
Carly Martins didn't answer. She was watching the back of the ambulance in front, the one into which they'd just helped load the obese amputee that Tessa was complaining about. The Erskineville laneway was so narrow that she couldn't get their own vehicle past, so she sat with the engine chugging and her foot on the brake. The Monday morning sun poured down, and the spring growth in the hedges either side of the lane was impossibly green in the light. Tessa sniffed her uniform sleeve.
Can you smell him on me?
No, Carly said.
So disgusting. How can people live like that?
The ambulance in front eased out, and Carly followed. Working with Tessa was always like this. She whined about everyone. Carly couldn't wait for their 10-week roster to be over. 12 more shifts. Plus, she had a headache from last night. She pressed a thumb into her eye.
I mean, how hard is it to have a shower? Tessa said. Put on clean clothes.
The guy's wife died and he's got no help, Carly said. How is he supposed to get himself upstairs and into the bathroom?
Have a wash with a cloth at least. Wet wipes. Something. And stop frickin' drinking so much.
Tessa sniffed the air.
I'm sure I can still smell him.
Just call in, would you? Carly said. At Hannah's birthday drinks last night, Tessa had downed more than any of them, yet she seemed fine. Not fair. Tessa lifted the microphone from the dash.
39 is complete.
Copy that, 39,
the controller answered.
Head to Marrickville Station for cover. Thanks.
Copy,
Tessa said, then slammed the mic down.
Marrickville? Jesus! I wanted to go back to the rocks and change.
You don't smell, Carly said.
It's probably on you too, so you can't tell.
Tessa grimaced at her uniform trousers.
Oh, God! Look!
What?
This spot!
Tessa lifted the fabric gingerly off her thigh.
Oh, body fluids on me.